This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, here we go. This is Lock and Load. This is also, for the first time in 2024, and I think since sometime in the fourth quarter of 2023, the first episode of Think Aim Fire. Joining me now is investigative reporter Lee Williams, and from Gamut Resolutions, I think that's what that place is called, from there is Bob Keller. Good afternoon, guys.
What up, fellas? How you doing? Good to have you back, brother.
Yeah, I know. It's been a while.
Yeah, we got a lot of questions and a lot of stuff to talk about. I'm just going to dive right in. First one, nobody knows more about this than you, so I'm just going to come out and ask it. It's been more than 100 days since 8 Americans were taken hostage by Hamas. Since then, 2 have died in custody. We had a Delta team in country right after they were taken. We know this because the administration tweeted a picture of the dudes and identified their unit. Now, 100 days later, Bob, what do you think? Is a rescue even possible?
Well, it's always possible.
Okay.
It's political.
Yeah.
Well, it's political, and I mean, you definitely obviously need to have the right intel.
I mean, they could be in Tehran, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's the hardest part, getting credible and up-to-date intel. But once you have that, yeah, I mean, anything is possible.
Yeah, it still makes me rather upset and want to use words that I can't, because the SEC would impact Bill's license. But, you know, it seems like we had everybody there. Everybody was ready. We kind of knew where they were. We had Israeli intel coming in, and like you said, then politics entered.
Yeah, that could have been, at that point, that's probably what stopped it. I would say now it's still that, but it would be intel driven, you know, because I mean, it's been so long. Who knows? I'm not in that realm anymore, so I don't know what kind of intel they're getting, but it could be good or bad.
Yeah.
Like when we went into Syria, we had very little intel.
And I just hope that Americans end up rescuing Americans. I know they're still fighting like hell in those tunnels. Speaking of the White House, this one kind of hits home for you. The White House is pressuring blue states, I wrote about it just the other day, and anyone else who will listen, to enact laws combating militia training. Now, if you actually read and understand the Second Amendment, you understand that militia training should almost be mandatory for everybody that has a gun. But anyway, it appears, and I've been talking to some folks about this, that they're going to target tactical trainers who teach team tactics.
Really?
as opposed to individual tactics. Yeah. Now, I know you do a lot of LEO and other stuff, but yeah, have you heard anything about that? What's your takeaways, brother?
No, I haven't heard that. That's interesting. And I don't really get into that, because just like you said, I do more or most LE stuff, or it is individual, you know,
right,
class stuff. But yeah, for them to say that if I was, it'd be like, yeah, come find me.
Yeah.
You know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, what's the difference? You know, I don't get it. I know it's just further harassment for gun owners and now for trainers. They targeted dealers, and they're still targeting dealers. They're targeting owners, and my heart goes out to the trainers.
They're scared. They're scaredly. That's what it is.
You think so?
I mean, Well, no, they think that, if they're training teams worth and then it's becoming a big horde, then they could actually, you know, do something. It's just, they're scared for themselves.
Yeah. You know,
they hide behind rules and laws and have no physical strength. They have no combative strength. They don't know how to shoot guns. So it's the fear of, this could happen, which, you know, could some people be training for that?
Yes, there's always a possibility of that, but I mean, usually it's like,
so you're going to take that away from church groups that are trying to better themselves to be prepared for an active shooter in their church? Because that would be training a group of guys, right?
That would be a hell of an example.
I mean, so you're taking that away from a good thing. What about, you know, groups that are, it's fear of guns, it's fear of people because they have.
Right.
And that's what they hide behind, laws and rules. That's the only thing that keeps them feeling safe. Because they know they couldn't do anything on their own. So just put more rules out.
You know, and I don't see anything wrong if you've got a group of neighbors that are worried, especially.
Right. It'd be the same example of like a church group.
Yeah.
You know, having that group ready to go. Yeah. Why can't a neighborhood have a class together?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's stupid even here that you. Oh, sorry. I was just on a podcast where I could say whatever I wanted. My apologies.
Well, Bill takes the dog down.
I know.
Sorry,
Bill.
Did you say that? Did you say what I thought you said the last thing you just said? I'm just sitting here writing down times and everything.
Yeah.
Go back and
beat. Yeah. Bill fell asleep. He didn't even hear it.
No, I heard it. I'm just busy writing at the time.
Yeah.
Just remember this now, okay? Podcast Wild Wild West. Radio show downtown.
I know. I'm telling you, it's been a while since I've been on this show, so I have gotten out of practice. And like, no kidding, the one I was on yesterday, we were cussing up a storm. So my bad.
Well, and so, those words are 60% of my vocabulary. With you, it's probably more like 75-80%.
It's just that little spurt between 5:55 and 6:50 is going to sound like a Morse code group when I get back.
So what else you got?
Well, we got some breaking news that I wanted your opinion on. DOJ just released their critical incident report on the Uvalde massacre today. I mean, like a few hours ago. It's 600 pages long.
Doesn't surprise me.
No. According to the report, the most significant failure is that the first 11 officers who got there within 3 minutes, they had a 3-minute response time, dude. They should have immediately recognized that it was an active shooter and taken him out. Instead, they ended up waiting 77 minutes before they breached the door, and it was unlocked. A lot of the blame went to the de facto incident commander who never declared an incident or never used the incident command system, the former chief of the school police. The AG Garland said in an interview, it was a result of, quote, failed leadership, training, and policies. What are your thoughts, brother?
Hold your thoughts because we're coming up on the first break. That's the other thing you got to get used to again there, Bob. Bob is the head of Gamut Resolutions, where he trains people in small unit tactics with which
apparently
the resident doesn't like that very much. Of course, he's training law enforcement to do it, who woefully need that training. They really need it bad. Lee Williams is an investigative reporter with ArmedAmericanNews.com, with the Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org, and the GunRider.substack.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and this is Think, Aim, Fire. Lee Williams, Bob Keller, and you had just asked him about the report coming out of the DOJ about the Uvalde shooting. Was trying to get his impression of it. Why did it take 600 pages though for them to write down? You guys didn't know what you were doing, right? Why did that take 600 pages?
Maybe they used 72-point font. I don't know. my takeaway is that, you know, you can teach, this is a problem with civilian law enforcement. You can train them how to shoot. You can train them how to do CQB, give them the best guns and gear out there, but you can't give them balls. A civilian police never know how their officers are going to respond to a deadly force scenario until they're confronted by deadly force. That's a problem. Right. That's my takeaway.
Yeah, well, it can definitely be some of that. Yeah, and you never, I guess you'll never know unless you're actually having drinks with a guy and he messes up. But I think a lot of it is the policy too, though, and the lack of leadership and the lack of the leadership having their guys back. And there's so many rules, you know, a lot of law enforcement in this country do back off on things or hesitate on doing things because they don't want to get in trouble. Like, they don't want to do the wrong thing and they don't have any top cover. You know, and I don't know what that report said. You know, did they admit they didn't go in because they didn't want to? You know, but a lot of other things that happen in America are because of that. It's weak leadership, and they don't have the guys back. So, you know, if you have no top cover, you're going to question things, which gets people killed.
I disagree a little. I mean, I'm not even in law enforcement anymore, and I know that during a mass shooting, you run to the gun. I mean, it should be policy. They should have, all 11 of them should have gone through that door.
They should have done.
Yeah. They had comms issues. They had that idiot there who was screaming, you know, it's a barricaded subject. It's a barricaded subject. Doesn't matter anymore. I mean, if you're hearing boom, 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 you go in.
Right. And that's the other thing, like, it's not seeing the report, like, Who were the actual guys that were there? What training did they have? What was their background? How long have they been a law enforcement officer?
Yeah.
So many things can go into it. I was just bringing up the whole, I mean, on other situations in America, because I mean, I think you said in that, it did say policies and leadership, and that that can play a role. But I agree with, it should it play a role? No. I mean, if something's happening, you, Even if you're going to get fired, you go.
And if anybody tries to stop you, I mean, they're going to see less than lethal force. get out of my way. I'm going in. It's the worst I've seen. It's the worst law enforcement trials I've seen. Anyway, we got some good questions. Anonymous asks or says, I just bought a 32-foot Tidewater fishing boat, which wasn't cheap. Do you consider a shotgun adequate for repelling uninvited boarders? Does it need to be stainless? Thanks, guys.
Yeah, man, that goes into it.
Anything better than
nothing?
Yeah.
Is he fishing off the coast of Yemen? Why does
yeah.
he?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm going to say to you. Where are you going? Where are you up there? Where are you about that? Or where do you live?
Yeah, I would say if you're going to get a shotgun in, keep it on the boat. Stainless would be good.
Yeah.
You guys would probably know this definitely better than me. Like, what are the laws on that?
I know you got to be careful if you go into a foreign port. I know some guys that got in trouble over in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'd be curious to see too, like how are you justifying, like when are you justifying that it's a threat?
Exactly.
Like in certain states, if they come into your house, like Florida, come into your house, you can shoot them, right?
Right.
I don't know how that would, I was actually curious as to what that would be. Do they have to actually board your boat before you are in the fear of your life? Or, you know, can you do it before they get there? Are they approaching? Like, I don't know the rules on that.
I don't have any idea.
At that point, if that was legal, then that whatever distance, or if it's on the hook, I mean, any gun will do. I would say whatever you're most comfortable with. But would a shotgun work? Absolutely.
Anonymous, did Bob design any other Audi gear besides the rifle sling? Which I love, by the way. I love that sling.
Yes, so that helped with some of the pants. Nothing else is signature of mine, but like the plate carrier, input on that, the check rig input on that, pants input on some of the pants. I haven't come out with like a tactical pant. I definitely was a big influence on the tactical pant if that ever comes out. I know one thing that they did implement on most of their pants is extra belt loops, and that was from me.
Oh, cool.
So I just figured having belt loops always in a certain spot, you know, and then you put your pistol on, and it's always in the spot where the belt loop is.
Yep.
But if you take it off that, then you're not getting any support for the pant. So I had them add a couple extra belt loops so you can actually come out of one belt loop depending on where you like your holster.
So you can skip them. Skip one.
Yeah, you skip it. Extra belt loops. So,
I like that.
Yeah, there's been other things with other products that I've helped out with, but the sling is the only one that is actually like my signature stuff that I did.
Cold. Well, if you don't know what we're talking about, go to Audi Gear. Audi is OTTE.
Yep.
And check out Bob Sling. It is revolutionary. And I have
no problem.
There's no memory in it. It's limp. It works. Anonymous. I'm an old steel pot guy, but I'm trying to set up one of these newfangled helmets because I'm getting night vision goggles, but nothing makes sense. Do I need to attach hearing protection to it? What's the battery pack for? What do I need at a bare minimum to get started? These new things are so damn confusing. Also, would you recommend a plate carrier or a chest rig? Bill, you sent that question in, didn't you?
Oh, well, it sounds like I did.
I know.
It sounds like I did. I only had a steel pot when I was in basic training.
Yeah.
So, although we're coming up on the next break, so he can't answer that, but we will get to that shortly. We'll get to that answer very shortly. I want to know about the whole helmet thing too, because, you know, back in the day, a helmet was just something I sat on, and now it's a whole system all of its own. I mean, it's got a light source and a power source, and so I want to hear about this. Bob Keller, he's out of Gamut Resolutions. He trains small unit tactic people to go out there and do small unit tactics, and now he is a target. Lee Williams, of course, is an investigative reporter with the Second Amendment Foundation with armedamericannews.com and at thegunwriter.substack.com. When the stars align right and everything gets into the right house, if you will, we get to do Think, Aim, Fire, which is too much fun. We probably couldn't stand it too much more than we get to do it anyway, but enjoy it while we got it here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. Despite the deaths of three humanitarian aid workers and an Israeli airstrike, the Biden administration is maintaining its current policy toward Israel. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president anticipates a prompt and comprehensive investigation into the incident. Nonetheless, President Biden is under pressure to cease providing weapons to Israel amid the conflict. A powerful 7.4 earthquake has resulted in the loss of nearly a dozen lives in Taiwan, with more than 900 people being injured. There are still concerns the death toll could rise as dozens are trapped in highway tunnels. Senator Bernie Sanders is championing the idea of a four-day work week. The independent senator from Vermont penned an op-ed for CNN, highlighting that the wealthiest people in the country have never had it so good. Sanders advocates for a 32-hour work week without any reduction in pay. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back. This is Think Aim Fire. I got to get my music back in on this one. It fell off of the machine when it broke, and got to get that fixed. Joining me again is Bob Keller from Gamut Resolutions and Lee Williams, investigative reporter. You just had asked the question that sounds like I wrote it, but I swear to God I didn't, about setting up the helmet, which the helmet nowadays looks more like a hockey helmet with big sunglasses on it. So how do you set up the helmet?
What does he need at a bare minimum, Bob?
Well, it just depends. Do you want a ballistic is the first question. I guess, are you actually using it as a ballistic helmet, or are you just using it to hold the knob, because that's going to cut down on the cost? And like what you guys are kind of joking about, it is funny how the ballistic helmet is kind of morphed into more of a piece of kit or an equipment than it is a safety piece. Because of the knobs and the lights, the mounts you can get on them, and the battery packs, and everything else that goes with it. So that would be the first thing. Are you using it for a ballistic helmet, or are you just using it to carry the knobs? If you're just using it to carry the knobs, just go with like something like a bump helmet, which has no ballistic capabilities to hold the knobs. If you're going ballistic, then obviously things get way, way more expensive. I'm not very familiar with all of the brands out there. Just because I've never been a gear guy, but there's so many different brands out there now that you can choose from. When it comes to whatever one you pick, like, you need to have them integrated with the earmuffs. Most people are doing that now, which is fine, I would say, for civilians. The reason I didn't like having the ear pro attached to the helmet, because we had that even back when I was in, you can flex about that if you're plugged in. If you take your helmet off, Now you have no comms. So I kept just the old school earmuffs under my helmet. So if I took my helmet off, I'd still be on comms. It was not an issue there. But that's, for most civilians, they're probably not going to be on comms. So it is actually more, I would say it's more comfortable to have them attached. So that's a good idea, depending on what you're using it for. The battery pack or the weight. So depending on what knobs you have, you definitely need or want that battery pack on there so you can just hook the knobs right up to it and the battery's in the back. And it'd be way better, I think, depending on what they're doing now. Better lifespan of the knobs. And it kind of like for us, before they came out with the weight, the balanced weight pack, having the battery pack back there kind of balanced out the weight of the knobs a little bit to your front. But you can actually get like weighted pads to go in the back to counterweight the knobs in front. And then you get into all the other, the light mounts that come on the helmet and the lights to put on the helmet, which we used to just Velcro it to it. I mean, they have come a long way. And like I said, it is like a piece of kit now, where it used to just be a ballistic helmet that we were throwing stuff on, you know?
So, yeah, the way you were describing it, now it all makes sense to me why I see these operators today and they have a neck like a redwood tree. Because they've got a counterweight on a weight on the front. And I'm just trying to. I remember the first time I put on a plate carrier with a full reservoir on it. I'd never worn one in the military. Put one of those things on, it almost flipped me over. I was like, I felt like a weeble. And, nowadays.
It is funny everyone put all this stuff on their helmet. And yes, you do need to have a helmet if you have knobs. But everyone, like I said, it's kind of becoming a kit. So people are outfitting their helmets with all this stuff. And
I got a night vision question. Now, I can see the value of night vision. If you're out there and you're moving around, you don't have to have a flashlight. If you got night vision, you can just walk around in the dark and nobody's going to see you, and you don't have to get no gunfights or nothing like that, as long as somebody else doesn't have night vision and they see you coming up with your night vision on. But let's say all of a sudden it becomes World War Z here today, how important is it going to be for civilians to have night vision? Because I've looked into it. And I mean, even the cheap junk is thousands of dollars.
Yeah, that is the question.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if all hell broke loose, like you were saying, and you don't have knobs, you're done. If you have knobs, you have an unbelievable advantage, and you won't care that you spent $30,000 on that setup.
Oh.
But now you spend $30,000 and nothing ever happens, it basically becomes something in the office, because most people will start shooting with it because they paid for it, and then before you know it, after that year, they're going to the range and using them once a year, and then it becomes once every 3 years. And it's just not, if you had them and you actually needed to use them and you were going up against a force that didn't have them,
yeah.
You're gonna win.
Right.
You can take the best shooter in the world against the worst shooter in the world. If that worst shooter has knobs on and the best shooter doesn't, he's gonna lose.
With
you can't compete against it at night. It's that big of an advantage.
Let me ask you another question. First of all, I love the thought that a bump helmet versus ballistic, because I too am looking at knobs, and I think you probably just saved me what, $500-$700?
Yeah,
if you don't care that that it's not a ballistic thing, don't go with a freaking ballistic helmet. Those things are expensive.
But you save me some more money now. I see, my EOTech and some of the other sites are night vision capable. How good is that compared to
laser? If you're gonna get knobs, you have to get a laser.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not saying you have to, but you do not want to have knobs on and try to shoot through the glass of your red dot.
Doesn't work at all.
Oh, yeah. Well, it works. It's just that you're not going to be, it's uncomfortable. It's not fast. Like, if you're going to spend the money on knobs, 100% spend the money on the laser.
Gotcha.
You do not want to have your head behind the fight. So.
Okay.
No matter what it costs, buy a laser. Trust me.
Gotcha.
Okay. I like that.
I do too.
I mean, you can find a decent one for a decent price on those.
It's 100% worth it.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happens with
night vision if, like, say, me and Lee are sitting there and we're like, hey, Lee, those guys got night vision. We don't got no night vision. And then we look at each other and go, let's pop some flares and see how they like looking at that. What does that do to night vision?
It's not like the movies. Nothing happens.
Oh. Well,
it's not like the movies where they go,
dadgummit.
When the lights come on and they all go, oh, I can't see. Still see with the lights on. It's funny when you see movies that put that in there. That's not the case.
And all of a sudden, everybody's blind.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that.
Anonymous. We got a lot of Israel type stuff. Our embassies in the Middle East are under attack. Do these embassies have the capabilities to defend themselves, or do we have to rely on the host nation's defense forces? I cannot believe all this is happening while Biden is president. Actually, I can.
We're going to have another president.
Exactly. We're going to have another Benghazi. Embassy's got Marines, don't they?
Yes.
And I don't think you can talk a lot about embassy security, I'm guessing.
No, that's what I am. Yeah,
but is the embassy Marine detail, is that real counterterrorism, or is that more symbolic? Are they real? Are they strack when it comes to that stuff?
It's both.
It's both, okay. Well, hang on. We'll explore that answer a little deeper when we get back. Bob Keller, he is at Gamut Resolutions. Lee Williams, he is the investigative reporter at Second Amendment Foundation. He's also at thegunwriter.substack.com and also at Armed American News, the collaboration with Mark Walters. Here we are the week before SHOT Show. We'll be back here when all that happens, by the way, so don't worry about that. The question talking about embassy security when we get back. I've missed Think Aim Fire, so I'm glad it's back. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking Think, Aim, Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Ketter. We were talking about embassy security just now and the climate that all of our embassies face overseas. And I had to interrupt you, so please, if you wish to articulate any more, go at it.
I think we'll move on from that.
Okay. Or that.
Anonymous ask, should events in Israel, Bill and I talked about this, Bob, while you were off. And I just like this question, so I'm going to ask it again. Should events in Israel and the risk of similar attacks here cause us to look at how we're training and put more emphasis on engaging multiple targets and shooting while moving?
On the civilian side?
Yeah.
Once you have the basics and static stuff down, then yes, you should always be working on and moving and shooting, and definitely, even if you're practicing static, it should be practicing multiple targets. And that's, given that, that's easy. All that is driving the gun from one target to the other. So, like when you're practicing ready up drills, how fast you drive that gun to target with your eyes, with that red dot laying where your eyes are looking, it's the same thing you're driving it from target to target. That's what you're working on. But that, all that, still comes down to just you making shots after the drive. You know, the moving and shooting piece, that is something that, like, if you've never done it before, you are not going to be good at it. So you absolutely need to practice it. But there's no reason to practice moving and shooting if you don't know how to do all the basics first.
You know,
and in what context or when would it actually have to be used? And, you know, if it's something like happening in Israel, I mean, that's, if they would have had guns, they would have been from place. I couldn't see there wouldn't have been as much moving and shooting in that situation. Like, it would have been the aggressors that would have been moving and shooting more than the people defending.
Yep.
Which, you know, if they weren't guns, that should have been a big issue. I mean, a lot of those that I saw that were in their houses that they were coming to, I mean, that's, you got the advantage, you know,
yeah.
if you have
yeah.
guns, but none of them have guns. And that's what they want to take away from us. So if something like that happens, what do you do? You throw your hands up and hope they don't cut your throat.
I think that you know, you raised a good issue that the anonymous did. Too many instructors out there aren't teaching shooting while moving, or they treat it like it's some kind of secret holy grail, and you get to do it once while they're hanging onto your collar and you're stupidly walking backwards. I think more more instructors should be doing that. Once, like you said, the student shows good progress at the fundamentals. I think it's a lot of the instructors don't know how to do it themselves, which is why we're not practicing it enough.
Well, I think that probably is true. And the funny part about that, there isn't any technique that's going to work for everyone. It's just kind of shooting from there. It is just doing the right drills and practicing the right drills. For every shooter, it's you getting the range and doing it rep after rep after rep to figure out what actually works for you. It's, you know, those are always easy answers to throw out, but that is the truth. I couldn't show you one method. I couldn't show my method to 30 people and have that work for all 30 people. It might work for 5 of them, but it probably won't work for the other 25. You got to come up with your own method.
That doesn't involve silly walks.
Right, but that silly walk could actually work for one person, you know? It's getting the range, putting the time in, trying different methods, finding which one works for you, and then it's just repping out after that.
Trish asks, have you ever seen weaponized paragliders before?
These are questions that were probably put out over a month ago, right?
Yeah.
Right. I've never seen them.
No, neither have I.
Well, I mean, before
I've seen it on James Bond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember.
You know who?
It was a Roger Moore James Bond.
Yeah. Whatever.
I'll tell you who's a paraglider nut is our sheriff here in Sarasota County, Kurt Hoffman. He's always up flying his paraglider. He comes over my apartment complex here, Fruitville and 75, all the time. He's a savage with his paraglider. I don't think he's weaponized it though. I could be wrong.
I've not seen that.
Well, did they have mounted guns, or did they just have guys driving them with guns in their hands?
I think they had AKs, but I don't think none of them were mounted.
Yeah.
I don't know if Bill and I spoke about this one too, Bob, but it's from retired SFE7.
Hmm.
Has the woke mind virus that's plaguing our military made its way into the special forces community yet? I ask because my son graduates high school this year and is considering a career in special forces. I think he has the physical and mental fitness to make it. Has SF gone woke yet?
I would say parts and individuals, absolutely.
Probably the officers, though, right? Because they got educated in college. Ugly. Right?
It's ugly. Did I see it when I was there? Maybe a little bit, and it was usually is the officers that have the bright ideas to not do the right thing. Yes, I think it is 100% happening in the special ops. But it's more of an individual thing, and that's the thing that we need to stop, is we can't let those people fall into leadership positions.
Right.
No.
That is the issue. I mean, it might not have been woke, but I mean, even when I was still in, you can see the leadership was going to the left and doing things that none of us would agree with, but when they get to that position,
right,
you know, they're implementing the rules, and we're the ones who let them get there. You know,
can I ask a question? Because I hear this all the time, and I keep saying, no, you just don't know what you're talking about. In the event that they decided to impose martial law on the United States, is the military? Do you think the military of today would fall in lockstep and say, absolutely, orders are orders. Hey, mom, dad, you guys got to die. We're coming in there. We're coming in heavy. We're going to do. Or do you think a good portion of them would? I mean, I'm thinking from the field, right, from the brigade level on down, I think a lot of those guys would desert.
Yeah. So if you ask me that now, like if it was like straight up, hey, you got to go put your parents in prison, you got to take every person's guns away, I don't think it would not work as of today. You give it another 30, 40 years or another 60 years, then I would say, yes, I would actually agree with it. They would do it. There's still too many good people out now. If that was the point, they would just overtake that general and say, you're out. You know, you're not in order. I don't think it would, today or the next 5 years, the next year, 10 years, I don't think that would happen. But if we keep going the way that we're going, in another 30, 40 years, 60 years, yeah, they could do it and get away with it.
That's why these guys need to be stopped before they become field grade officers.
Because, absolutely.
You know,
they're just putting the heads of the younger kids. Younger kids might not agree with it, but they start accepting it, and then their kids already have accepted it because they were raised with it. You know, and then they get into a position where they can either stop or go with leadership that's telling them to do something, and they're going to be like, well, this is how it's been. They're going to accept it.
These guys need to be stopped now career-wise, or they're going to be making policy.
Yep.
And that's where we run into issues. Last time I was on with Bill, he brought up this new toy. It's called the Accelerator. Have you seen it? Have you played with it? Have you shot it? I'll let Bill describe what it is.
Well, we're about to run out of time, but the Accelerator is a little, it's like a little ledge you mount on your staccato, and then you can press down on it. It's like a thumb ledge. It's like a bass pedal that you can stick on there to hold that crazy 9mm down, Bob Keller, you weak-wristed dude.
It's so funny, I'm going to... if you had asked me that last week, I'd say, what the heck are you talking about? I just had someone in my class on Sunday that had one on his staccato.
It deployed. We're running out of time. This is going to be the first thing.
We'll talk about it next time.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Lee Williams from Second Amendment Foundation, thegunwriter.substack.com, and Armed American News, and Bob Keller from Gamut Resolution. Thank you, guys. It's been too long since we had a Think Aim. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency for both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.